Okay, so it's the 17th of June 2016, Coptic in a cafe in Nairobi. I'm in my bed, in my bed no less, in Boroughmuch. I'm not sort of guy.
Are you unwell again?
No, I'm just late. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning, 9:10 in the morning where I am. It's 11:10 where you are.
I've got a whole day's work done by now.
I know, and we're going to talk comedy, and I'm banned from having clean guns of you because you don't look your best in Nairobi, in Britain.
Well, I never look. It's difficult for me to look my best, but I mean that was just absolutely appalling.
It was a fine photograph.
Absolute rubbish. Anyway, listen. Now, what the fuck? This is not comedy. This is most certainly not comedy.
And this is the way we normally start.
Yeah. What the fuck is going on in the world?
Are we talking about?
Answer quickly. Answer, please. Yeah. We're, you know,
top MPs.
I thought it was all going a bit crazy here in Kenya, and because there's six MPs have been put in the cells just to show, I think, for hate speech, basically for calling for the assassination of the leader of the opposition. And just when I'm thinking, good grief, this is appalling, this is dreadful, some mad bastard actually shoots and kills an MP.
Well, it's
in the UK.
Three shots and seven stabs. Mm-hmm. What can you say?
Yeah. Three shots and seven stabs, but there were people around.
I haven't read the background because it was late, and I think it was in the street somewhere.
Well, that's a searing indictment of the people of Batley and Rothery, or whatever it is, its constituency is. It was after her surgery, unfortunate term, given the circumstances. And this guy, I mean, I would understand him getting in, you know, one shot and a...
There was some headline. Stabs. One of the papers has a headline saying about it's just three gunshots and seven stabs. So you just went mad, didn't we?
That's a friend. Well, so but of course it's all about Brexit.
Well, no, he's a member of some extreme right wing group, and he was shouting Britain first or something.
Yes, but the fact that
and if they've stopped campaigning for I think 2 days or something.
Yeah, the fact that an obvious loony is a member of any group doesn't. No. You know, it's like all of these people who are lone loonies, like the what do you call it, the Orlando guy,
yeah.
A lone gay loony,
yeah.
Basically not doing it on behalf of Islam. But what, it's the world seems to have divided itself into mad fucking bastards who just go around killing people, other mad fucking bastards who go around hurting people. Other mad fucking bastards who support them, and then on the other side you get the kind of weeping willow twats who go into a coma if you say the word gash because it triggers some memory of having hurt their leg in 1943, and then the kind of the sugar coated sort of gooey middle right-thinking masses who get hard on from standing in silence for 2 minutes in Old Compton Street, which is going to do what for anybody, apart from the people that were there getting a warm, fuzzy feeling and crying a lot and kissing one another.
So there you are, cops trying to win friends and influence people in it. All crappy days there. And it had a perfect start to the comedy podcast that is...
And I noticed, John, that you haven't answered any of my pointed questions.
I was trying to get it back to comedy, frankly.
Yeah. Oh, really? No, you weren't. You were just trying to remove that enormous scalp in your arse from sitting on that fence.
What was the question? Were you having a rant? You can't answer a rant, can you?
Of course you can. You can say, ah, copstick. I think that's a bit extreme.
I could pat you on the head and say, there, there. Well, whatever I say, I'm going to get blamed for whatever you say anyway. I mean, I'm not going to be some sort of something apologist. I don't know. What, anyway, comedy. So.
I don't see the point of vigils. You know, why not get the fuck out there and do something rather than standing weeping with a candle?
Well, yes,
you know, feeling good about yourself.
We're not going to run out of Just Sweet. It's Just Sweet Charlie.
I know.
Just Sweet Orlando. It's not going to be Just Sweet Batley.
Yeah. Great. You've photoshopped your Facebook profile. And you go and hold hands with a, you know, similarly thinking mate, along with thousands of other similarly thinking people, and that does nothing.
Anyway, I think
that's not lightning. We're having a bit of a problem with electricity here.
I think Well, generally. And I think the answer to your question, the answer to all your rants was basically, "'Twas ever thus," basically. Nothing's changed.
You see, I think that's a lesson. That's a great lesson for all of those people who have a conniption when I go on a rant. See, that's all you need to say to shut me up. "'Twas ever thus."
Not indeed. I mean, at one point on Tisboys, yesterday, an Arctic children's show that I used to work on, for some extraordinary reason, I had to plough through old newspapers from like 150 years ago. And I mean, you couldn't walk down Regent Street without getting mugged by people with swords. It was, and every weekend, about 100 years ago, this would be out in the late 1800s, you couldn't go out on a Saturday night in Guildford without the army being called out to subdue the drunken natives. I mean, it's whatever thus.
Well, exactly. But, you know, at least with a sword, that's a gentleman's mugging, John. That's a gentleman's mugging. We're not talking half a Heineken bottle your face.
Well, surely a dirk is a gentleman's mugging.
A dirk? That's a laddie's mugging.
Saturday night in Sochi Hall Street, get your dirk out, missus. Oh, yes. Anyway.
Steady. Talking of which, talking of army, I've just... I've just had the most unsettling... For me, unsettling experience. I was I had to go in to the bank to send some money up country to the pox ridden there, and they've always
friends
got,
everywhere.
They've always got they're almost certainly not online at the moment. I went to the bank and there's always loads of soldiers everywhere at the moment because there's what people refer to as tension. It was very tense. So there's a lot of tension because the way things are going, Kenya's just going to explode. It's just horrible. Anyway.
It was
ever thus. So I went into the bank and there was all these soldiers there and they've all got their, I think it's AK-47s. And one of them was just sitting at the door, kind of with his legs spread in a manly, look at my cock kind of way. And his gun, so that a girl has an option to be impressed either by the cock or the AK-47. But the gun was like sticking out, you know, almost blocking the way into the bank.
Are you sure that was the gun, not the...
No, it was definitely the gun. Well, either that or you really need some ointment for that. And I always say, short and fat, especially long and thin. That was long and very thin at the end. But I actually... had to step over this AK-47.
If that's what it was.
And as I did, he kind of pulled it up. And so I had the barrel of an AK-47 basically running up the back of my leg.
I'm beginning to think it wasn't an AK-47.
Just, anything that's not an AK-47, I'm perfectly comfortable with rubbing anywhere. I can handle that and have. "'Twas ever thus, John. 'Twas ever thus." But you just think... What false button? Oh, a mouse runs out unexpectedly and that thing's going to go off.
The AK-47?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yes. Oh, humour. Nano. So make me laugh, John. Oh, you just did. Anything good happening? Can I just say? The other thing.
I might never get a word in, listener.
I interviewed Omar Jalili on Sunday, which was a very surreal experience.
To whom?
Sitting... for me, I think. He didn't know that. He said, it looks like your number's come up on my phone and it looks like you're phoning from Kenya. Well, I am phoning from Kenya. That was lovely. But I've been desperately trying to earn some money by interviewing various comedians who are going up to Edinburgh. And I was asked to interview Stuart Lee. And it was just a tiny little Q&A thing. And I thought, well, he needs this like a hole in the head. He's obviously totally sold out. One of these kind of in a nutshell Q&A things are undoubtedly exactly the sort of thing that he loathes. So I was fully expecting, to be slapped down. And I cannot tell you, he's in two minds whether he wants me to file it and get it printed. I'm not quite sure why, because it was the most beautiful, thoughtful, uncynical piece of writing and kind of personal answering. That's not very personal answering anyway. That it was just lovely. I mean,
he's a nice man.
I don't know why I expected him either. Just kind of, he could have written something very quick and off the cuff, just answered the questions very briefly, because they were, you know, the kind of,
yeah.
I never exactly stoop to, so tell us about this year's show. But, I made the questions as entertaining as I could, but wow, it was just, I just keep rereading it. It's just a wonderful piece of writing from, obviously, a wonderful man.
Well, I mean, he's an amiable chap and he's very intelligent, isn't he?
I know that, but I
mean, a good job it wasn't an audio interview, would have taken forever. All those pauses.
But it was so, there was no pauses in the writing. It was just so thoughtful and, as I say, uncynical. And it read very personally. It was lovely. It was wonderful. I do hope that he says I can send it off to print, because it's lovely.
Bad for his image, not being cynical.
It really, really, really made my day.
Well, there you are.
Whatever day it was.
A cop stick on AK-47s, large organs and Stuart Lee. What more could anyone want?
Now tell me of the goss. What other goss?
Well, do you know Martin Soane, who runs the increasingly spectacular...
I do indeed, a fine man.
And he runs...
And 'Twas Ever Thus.
And he runs Pull the Other One, which is a monthly comedy club. So he's now starting a second monthly comedy club, which is called Guess
What?
Guess What. The first first one is called Pull the Other One. The second one is called...
Pull the First One.
No, it's got bells on.
I see what you did.
And clearly he can't actually have a third comedy club because he's run out of the rind. There you go. So the first one is happening, I think it's Friday the 24th of June, if that is a Friday. Friday 24th of June.
That's the day I leave Kenya.
Now, simultaneously, because we have two things running in parallel here, I was thinking of, it is indeed Friday the 24th of June. Simultaneously, we have two storylines running here. I was thinking of shaving my beard off, but no particular reason, just shave it off.
For comic relief? It's not comic relief, no, for Mama Biashara.
Then I thought, I can't do this because I'm keeping a beard on, so I'm hopefully, possibly going to play Jeremy Corbyn in a video. But then the video has been delayed from before the Edinburgh Fringe to after the Edinburgh Fringe.
Why is that?
Logistical reasons, I don't know.
Tell me, is poor Ariane still getting hate mail from...
Oh, probably, yeah. This is always a good sign that happens.
She very bravely followed up the...
Oh, God.
No such thing as a racist joke, racial jokes are funny, with the men should always pay for dinner. Yes. Which got her another load of abuse.
Yeah, she's becoming the new Copster, isn't she, really?
She's a brave woman. Well, I know she's bloody welcome to it.
Anyway, she's got this song, a love song for Jeremy Corbyn. The irony is that she's in love with Jeremy Corbyn, but there you go. Kind of everything.
She is in love with Jeremy Corbyn.
Of course, yes, and politically speaking. So anyway, I'm going to be in this video. It's been delayed till after the Edinburgh Fringe, which means I could shave a beard off before the Edinburgh Fringe, then grow it again during the Edinburgh Fringe, just about.
Are you that testosterone fueled, John?
Oh, yes.
I mean, look at that fine half-bottom face of... No, bottom half... The bottom half of your face of hair. You're not going to be able to grow that in a month. And if so, why can't you get some on the top of your head?
No, because I could stand upside down. No, Jeremy Corbyn hasn't got much of a beard, so in fact it doesn't take much growing. And in fact, my friend Lynn...
You're having a go at Jeremy Corbyn? How dare you?
And my friend Lynn...
You Tory scum!
My friend Lynn, a friend of 41 years, told me yesterday she always hated the beard, so there you go. You can't have everything. Anyway.
You look like... Do I know you without a beard? Yes, I do, don't I?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to persevere with this list now. I'm going to get to the end of this story. So we have two things going on in parallel. It's Got Bells on, a new comedy club opening on Friday, 24th of June. And me trying
where?
In Peckham. I'm never going to finish this, am I? And then also me trying to...
Whereabouts in Peckham? The same place as pulling the other one?
It's rather complicated. You see, dear listener, how we get sidetracked with this? The time runs on.
No, I just want to know where people should go to see Pull the Other... It's Got Bells on.
Smacks of capitalism. Anyway, the original Pull the Other One was in the Nun's Head in Peckham. It is currently in the Ivy House. Oh, well, this is even worse. You see, this is what happens when you get me sidetracked. The original Pulley Owl was in the Ivy House.
You're bimbling now, John. You're bimbling. Come on, carry on.
You started it. The original Pulley Owl was in the Ivy House in Peckham. Then it moved to the Nun's Head. And now it's currently back in the Ivy House. But the people at the Nun's Head wanted a club. So that's where Scott Bells on is going to be. So they're all basically Nunhead, which is part of Peckham, but don't tell people who live in Nunhead. And I'm going to...
You see what happens when I don't interrupt people? He just bimbles on. He's scratching his head. He's humming and eyeing. You're having a go at Stuart Lee for pauses. He at least leaves a decent, clean pause. You fill it with ums and ahs.
I have a story.
That's still a pause, John.
I shall get back to this story. So we have Pull the Other One, Stormed, It's Got Bells On, which is starting on Friday the 24th of June in...
You've said that.
Peckham, which you keep interrupting.
Yeah, we've done that.
And I'm thinking of shaving my beard off before the Edinburgh Fringe. My eternally unnamed friend, who still remains unnamed, said, you and I saw Pull the Other One, aforementioned Pull the Other One, saw Martin Soon dragged comedian Steve Frost out of the audience and cut his hair clothes in half. Why don't you suggest that you get your beard cut off by Martin on stage? So this is going to happen. So on the 24th, Friday the 24th, and the very first of these shows, I'm going to get on stage and Martin's going to shave half my beard off, half my hair off, cut my shirt off in half and cut my trousers off in half, as I understand it. Now, isn't that wonderful? Okay. I wouldn't really like to go to that.
That's like 10 minutes out of my life, John, that you took.
It would have been
to tell me that, which could all have been done quite quickly.
If you hadn't interrupted, it would have been in 30 seconds.
If you didn't bimble so much.
Bimbling is
and
really
repeat yourself.
Bimbling is surely something you do by walking.
Well, all right. What's the word? I'll think of another word. Brimble.
So now you are admitting you actually made up the word bimble about 3 or 4 months
ago. No, I didn't make up the word bimble. But it's my word, so bimbling is meandering. Now, it can be meandering on foot, as in walking slowly and not knowing where you're going, or meandering intellectually and verbally, which is what you were doing. And, if I can say so, 'twas ever thus.
But you may ander. Why should I ander?
What?
Meander. It's a play on words.
Oh, hilarious. Hilarious.
I've been nominated for the Bullshit Award. Very exciting.
Now, this... I'm extremely... Is it something to do with increasingly?
No, it's a person called Brooke... Oh, God, I've forgotten the name. Brooke someone or other.
Spiral.
Who's doing a show in Edinburgh, which involves walking around Edinburgh and telling you all the exciting things that have happened in various places, like Arthur Smith's taking his trousers off and things.
What, like a tour? Oh, I see.
It's a walking tour of Edinburgh, and then to publicise this, he or she, because it's uncertain whether it's a he or she, Brooke.
John, we should have had a trigger warning for that statement. Oh, my God. There'll be people crying in corners now and having to go and stand in the street with their friend waving a candle. I'm not sure you can even say we don't know whether it's a he or a she. You said it. Oh, this is a nightmare. We may have to end this now, listener, because we've transgressed all the frequently written rules of describing people. Anyway, carry on, John.
Very kind of you. Imagine you interviewing Stuart Lee. I mean, the poor man has few enough words anyway. You'd get no words at all if you were on.
I have interviewed Stuart Lee. It was lovely.
Well, it must have been long, though. You must have said, I think...
It was, actually. Yes. And I was interviewing about Jerry Springer the musical. Jerry Springer the opera.
You see, he would say, I think, then you go off on a rant for about 12 minutes, then he says that, and then you go for another rant. I mean, it'd take forever. Anyway.
Yeah, but I have such respect for Stuart, because he doesn't bimble.
Anyway,
it's all... So
then this is
the Bullshit Award.
There's this man or woman called Brooke something or other, and there's a picture of a woman on the websites, and there's a picture of a man on the the Facebook, so God knows if it's a man or a woman who lives in the East Coast.
Possibly gender conflicted, John. Yeah. We have to be understanding about this.
And this there's a picture of what I think is a late 20s woman, and this person claims to have worked on Wall Street for about 50 years, so I presume it's a man. Anyway, so they're contacting me about plugging them on the my increasingly prestigious blog. And this then seems to be extending into all sorts of things, like a bullshit award, which is I think it might be an attempt to get a cunning stunt award out of me. But,
okay.
So I've lost the will to live now. I didn't have to begin with.
To be fair,
the
cunning.
Hold on, to be fair, you've built an entire career on not being fair. A persona.
That fair is true. But the cunning stunt, I think, Broom should know. They should know that the cunning stunt award is not only in your gift. We have a raft, an impressive raft of judges.
And you have to remember who they
discussing,
are.
Who will be discussing the... remember the good ones. Who will be discussing the Cunning Stunt Award at some length over drinks, I hope. So they're Bruce Dessa. You have to impress Bruce.
So,
me.
Hold on. Say it again, because I think I spoke over his name, so I obliterated you.
You spoke over Bruce Dessau's name?
Mm.
How dare you? I personally am very thrilled he's joining us. I feel it's like he's legitimising us in a way.
Because, you know,
he's the man in terms of comedy critique, I think.
No, you're the man.
Now we're back to gender confliction. So there's Bruce, there's me, there's you, there's Marissa.
Marissa who?
Marissa Thing.
Burgess.
Mrs. Burgess, yes, who's marvellous. There's the lovely, the fragrant Claire Smith. And there's Jay Richardson.
Yeah. So there's three Scotsman reviewers there. That's not bad, is it, for Edinburgh?
I think people could complain about that.
What, three Scotsmen?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, there's no other name reviewers in Edinburgh. I mean, really, the three of
them. Oh, I love it when you say that, John. Say it again.
I mean, you, Jay Richardson and Claire Smith are really the three names. There's no one...
I think I'm the name you'll find, John. I think I'm the name.
No, you actually are. I mean, this is
Jay who? Jay who?
This is true, listener. Jay-Z? Is it Jay-Z? But, yeah, no, so, I mean, there are no other reviewers that people know the name of. And then they barely...
But, I'm really, really, really happy that Bruce is joining us, largely because I tend to agree with him.
No, you agree with nobody. Don't be silly.
What do you mean I agree with nobody?
I don't
agree with that, John.
If someone agrees with you, they start reconsidering their position. In so many ways.
Yeah, 'twas ever thus.
'Twas ever thus, yes. So there you are, that's my comedy news. It takes us about 20 minutes to get through my one piece of news about...
You've got to practice not bimbling.
But if you want to know about It's Got Bells On, I presume one goes to ptoocomedy.com. ptoocomedy.com. Put the other one comedy.com.
And see you getting cut in half.
Did you say see you? You were reverting to type there, aren't you?
See you, Jimmy. Yeah. And they can view you, they can watch while you are basically cut in half.
Well, I was going to say to Martin, you should try and video this or still picture it or something. There might even be a blog on it. In fact, I am talking to Martin.
Oh.
I have talked to Martin. This might even appear later today. It means in the past, did people listen to this whatever it is, podcast? I have lots of work to lose.
Oh, of course, because today, as we speak, is Friday.
Indeed, and I usually post it on Saturday. So my life is so busy that I'm probably doing other things.
Well, you're having your other one pulled right left and centre.
What? No, I actually didn't hear. I'm having my other one pulled. What?
I said, you are having your other one pulled right, left, and centre.
I am, yes. And the centre's the most interesting one, obviously.
For a totally meaningless phrase, that actually sounds quite good.
Well, pull the other one. I don't know what it...
No, having the other one pulled right, left, and centre means absolutely nothing.
Well,
it sounds good, and I'm a critic, so I should know.
There was some radio show which I can't remember what it was, and they had to think of a meaningless phrase that sounded as though it meant something. and he came up with flat fish swim in shallow waters. It sounds terribly philosophical.
But that's true. That's absolutely true.
But completely meaningless. Flat fish swim in shallow waters, and therefore the philosophical
meaning... But they
do. Meaning... No, they
do. Yes,
they do. No, I think you'll
place.
Find, I think you'll find alligators swimming in shallow waters and then steal children from Disney World or something.
You watch far too much trash television.
Oh,
exciting news.
So hold on, did you hear that story, though?
The, yes. Yeah. Serves them right for going to Disney World.
But it's all happening in Orlando. I mean, the rule of three.
Oh,
first of all, the gay club people being shot, then the child being dragged off by some prehistoric beast. What's the third one? Anyway, exciting news from Kenya. Go on.
No, it's not from Kenya. Oh, God, no. All the news from Kenya is death, gloom, doom, scabs, pus.
Like
I don't know if you read the diary, but we were deworming and kids and treating them for ringworm in Kibera before we had to go because it all got too, as I said, tense. Just talking of Glasgow, which I wasn't, but you were, it is exactly here in some place like that, like it used to be in Paisley, certainly Paisley and Glasgow when I was growing up, which is you walk into a new place. Like we walked in to a new area of Kibera with dewormers and ringworm stuff and a head shaver and everything, operating with free medication basically. And even the children, like tight 6-year-old children, wanted to know where we Luo or where we Kikuyu. I mean, it was like flashback to, you know, what community are you from, was what they wanted to know. What community are you here for? And we said, we're here for everyone.
This is a reference, this is a reference for our listener in Guatemala, the Catholic and Protestant in Luo.
And in Paisley, exactly, very much in Paisley, and Glasgow. That was the first, you know, you'd go, you meet somebody new, and they'd say, oh, hello, what did you say your name was? And if you said, like, Donovan, they'd go, oh, right, Catholic. And I would say Copstick, of course, because that was my name. And, you know, I was never a liar, John. Loudmouth, contentious, yes. Liar, no. So I'd say Copstick, and they'd go, oh, uh-huh. Who are you from? And I'd say Paisley, because I was. As I say, I'm not a liar.
You'd lie with anybody.
And that would, that was good. That was good. And true, again.
You have a flashback.
And then the name and the it was Rom told them nothing. So the last question was, what school did you go to? And then because schools were segregated. So if I said St. Margaret's, they'd go, oh, Catholic. If I said St. Nielsen, they'd go, oh, Protestant. I said grammar, which told them I was incredibly intelligent. But it really was like that flashback to kind of what you are, Catholic, Protestant, Kikuyu, Luo, whatever, takes precedence over who you are and how you are and what you can do and everything. And it's a horrible, horrible feeling. This is not funny, I'm sorry, but... the reason I was talking about this was pus. Pus brought me to this serious little moment. Because once we started going with the deworming and the head shaving and the ringworming, there was this little girl was brought up, she must have been about four or five, and she had her hair all done in cornrows and in a kind of a top knot thing. However, in amongst the cornrows, well, I've never seen so many plukes, spots, or, you know, like pustules on a head.
A pluke is a...
A pluke, well, it's a spot. It's a, you know, like you used to get plukes on your face, like a tiny boil. This girl's head was covered in, there must have been, I'm pretty good at you know, guesstimating the metric volume of pus on any given person. And I would reckon that this girl had at least half a pint of pus on her head. And I said to the woman, this is not ringworm, so I had a bit of a chat, and I said, but the hair needs to be removed. And she said, no. So I said, why? And she said, because it's about beauty. Yeah. Like a head full of pus is no disputing, dear. But no, so the, I said, you know, I can't do anything until the hair comes off. And she just went, ha ha ha, and off she went, muttering about how I didn't understand beauty. Obviously, Doyle painting, but so yes, it was pus that brought me to that slightly somber moment.
Twas ever thus.
Twas ever thus.
We're slightly coming to an end here, but I feel I should bring
really?
In lieu of Lewis Schaefer, who we haven't mentioned for a few weeks. I feel I should bring in the lovely Janie
Godley. Just did.
I should mention Janie Godley, who Scottish
comedian. Now, Janie Godley will understand that Catholic and Protestant woman perfectly. Uh-huh. I fully expect to see her commenting about, yes, well said, Comstock.
Something I was just about, if I had been allowed to speak, I would have brought up in an interesting anecdote there.
Oh, really? Okay. Can you be quick about the interesting anecdote, John?
That's up to you, I feel. Janie Godley, a Scottish comedian, was booked to play Corby in Northamptonshire, which is actually full of Scottish steelworkers. So it's loads of Scots there, that's why she was booked to play Corby. So she arrives, meets the bloke who he's arranged to gig, and his first question is, do you walk or do you march?
Excellent.
Which is a very clever way of asking a Protestant or Catholic, because it's the Orange Walk, nice. Which is Protestant, or the Republican Marches, which are Catholic. And you think, well, Lilith Scotland has entered Corby Newtown here. Anyway. So
that's enough about Janie Godley, thank you very much. She's got her own bloody podcast.
Yes, so that janiegodley.co.uk or .com, we'll get you it.
Well, I pretty well hope she plugs us. Well, I shall listen in.
You mean Grouchy
Club? Complain if she doesn't.
You mean grouchyclub.co.uk, that one?
That's the one, John. Sorry, I didn't quite hear that in Kenya.
Grouchyclub.co.uk.
That'll be the one.
How do I switch this off? Is the big question.
No idea. Twas ever thus.
Have we come to an end?
I don't know, John. We seem to be falling off the edge.
I thought the peak, I thought the climax was actually the AK-47. But there you go.
Rubbing up the back of my thighs.
Yes. No change there.
That's the way fetishes are born.
It's an expensive fetish having an AK-47.
True.